We traditionally give presents at Christmas to family and friends, but also to others through gifts to charity. Today it seems there is competition in what we receive and give, exacerbated by adverts. But that's not what the very first simple Christmas was about. The first Christmas, like now, was a time of need. There was a family due to have a baby forced to travel by an occupying government. The occupying Roman Empire wanted to count all the people and control them and count them for work and taxation purposes. They found no room at the inn, except in the shed out back with the animals, where Jesus, the newborn baby, was born. Outcast shepherds working in the fields offering homage and lambs, wise eccentric ones from the east following a star that they thought portended the birth of someone great, and they offered very strange gifts. Gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, and myrrh for embalming the dead. And then the same family was forced to flee and become immigrants in Egypt by a vicious tyrant puppet king, Herod. Where is the giving in this tragic story? The gift is the baby Jesus himself, God giving of God's self to the creation he made and loves. Now we can take the wrapping off on Christmas morning and think that's not what I wanted and cast the gift aside. Or we can receive the love of God for as shown in Jesus and open our hearts wide to receive God's love and let it overflow from our hearts in turn. As Christina Rossetti put it in the carol in the bleak midwinter, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. It is in response to this greatest gift of God's love for us and all creation that we give presents at Christmas. Yes, to family and friends, those we want to show we love and are important to us, but to others, brothers and sisters held in God's love. Many churches and community spaces are this winter gifting to the community warm, welcome spaces. They're offering hospitality and warmth to those who need company or want somewhere warm to go because they cannot afford to put the heating on. Wells in Somerset United Church on Thursday mornings and Wells Methodist Church on Tuesday mornings are just one example. And food banks offer the gift of food to those struggling with making ends meet. More people are now turning to food provision through community fridges, pantries where you can buy some basic goods for a donation, and food banks that give several days' worth of food. For Glastonbury Street Bridging the Gap Food Bank, gifts received at harvest and Christmas in previous years have lasted until the spring. But as food has come in this autumn, it's flown off the shelves and the food bank is having to buy more things. And then there is Ukraine and other places across the world in desperate need of humanitarian aid. Jesus is the best present we can receive at Christmas. God's love made real amongst us. This is the reason for the season and the reason we give presents. For God is present with us in Jesus. So this Christmas, give from an overflowing heart of gratitude. What is a genuine gift of yourself and what you are blessed with as God did in Jesus? And then the joy of Christmas will bless you all year round.